day, fitness, like, oh, we're going to do this, right? And I would teach 5 classes a day, and then I would go work in a nightclub, and I would be in, you know, bartender, and I'd work the door, and I would do whatever, and then I would go in the next night, and then I would go, and I would teach aerobics all day, and then while I was teaching aerobics, there was this craze back in the 80s of teaching aerobics on TV, and so I got asked to teach TV aerobics on TV, so now I'm a TV star. I'm a legend in my own mind, right? And so, like, I do this aerobics on TV every morning, then I teach classes all day, and then I go work in the nightclub. And the problem is, if you're alcoholic like me, you start to have to use more and more and more. And I'm using more of this and more and that. And I'm the type of girl that if you give me something like, oh, mescaline, let's do it. MDA, let's do it. And the problem is, I can't stop. So I use those substances until I OD myself. I use those substances because I don't have an off button. And the other off button I don't have is money. Like, I'm making so much money, but guess what happens to people like us when we make so much money? We spend more money. Like, it's more and more. And like, I'm making all this money and I never have any. So then I have to get another credit card, and then I have to get another credit card. And pretty soon the debt load is so high that when I'm sober, I can't breathe, because I think I will never get out of debt. I will never get out of debt. And so I'm in this cycle, folks. I'm in this cycle, and life is going, and life, like, I can't get out of this. And so, like any good alcoholic, it's Calgary, Alberta that is the problem. It's not me. It's not the booze. I'm going to move to Vancouver, BC, and then it'll all be okay. Right? And so what happens to me is I go on a vacation with a bunch of people, and we're out in the campground, and what happens is we just get gooned, and it's in the middle of the afternoon, and we start playing frisbee on the cement, and one of my friends just wings the frisbee at me, and I do this, like, jump in the air, and I do this star catch. Except I go down, and I hit my knee on the cement, and I'm laughing, right? Because I go, see, I got the frisbee, it's in my hand. And they're all going, don't look, don't look. And then I look down, and the bone's sticking out of my knee. Yeah, that's what I did too. And then the next thing I know, there's a knee surgeon that just happens to be at the campsite. Has his bag, comes out, pushes the bone back in the knee, like I just thought I was lucky. apparently that was God, folks. Anyways, and I remember thinking that thought, do you think this has something to do with alcohol? And then the good alcoholic next thought, nah. Right? And so I end up moving out to Vancouver, and the crazy thing is you know what happens. I start teaching aerobics, I start working in the nightclub. Now I'm just selling the cocaine, because when you use it like me, you gotta deal it. It's like, Christ. Right? And so now I'm making even more money because I'm selling the cocaine, I'm doing the job, like, my life is crazy, and I keep getting worse. And I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. And what starts to happen is the self-esteem starts to kick in. I start saying, I'll never do that, and then I do that. And I'll never do that. And I had values and morals, and all of a sudden I have none, and I can't figure out why, and I don't know what's wrong with me. Right? And what happened for me, the turning point was like, we had this beautiful store, really beautiful store. And the reason I tell you that is because I could not go in it, because I didn't feel good enough. Like, I literally thought, this store isn't for people like me. Right? And I started to hate myself. And the money, like, I just thought, what is wrong with me? What can I do? And one weekend, my boyfriend decided to go out of town, and I had another guy come into town from Calgary, and I used to always like him. And I'm thinking, oh, it'd be nice, we'd go for dinner or whatever. But what happens when I have a few drinks? It ends up being more than dinner, folks. And so my boyfriend's out of town, and I'm thinking, oh, it'll be okay. Because I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of girl that I can justify anything. Like, this is okay because, right? But you know what happens? God was happening. And what happened was, he can't party like me. So I leave him, but I take his car to go to the bar. And what happens? You know what happens. I get in a car accident, and I wipe the car out, and I end up in the hospital. And then what happens is I have to you know, have to